the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 10 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you for joining me in the house this week. I do appreciate it, as always. Got the game going on right now. Golden State has a slight lead in this. I hope they can hold on to win. Let me head on over to line number one very, very quickly, see if I can get our co-host on. See here. Tony C, how you doing, man?
All right, Tony, I got to fight you.
Can you hear me real good?
Yeah, I got you, man. How you doing, man?
It's coming in low.
You coming in low? I'm coming in low.
Are you, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Are you, what's going on, man?
We good, man. We good, man. Watching this game, man. Trying to figure out what the hell Golden State doing.
When you back a rat into a corner, this is what happened.
Yeah. They fighting. I got to give the Cavs credit. They are fighting. I'm hoping everybody knows I'm going for Golden State. Hopefully Golden State will pull this thing on out in the end. We shall see. 195, start of the fourth. Oh, three. So we shall see. Uh-oh. Is this who I think it is? Let me head over to line number two, host of the What You Reading comic book show right here on Rant EM Radio, which can be heard every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Surfer, how you doing, man?
All right. I only got like 5 minutes. So can I interrupt the show for a moment, please?
Sure. Go ahead, man.
I was watching the NBA Finals on Friday. And, you know, it's an intense enough game. But that Black Panther trailer dropped. And man, the internet has exploded, and I have not been able to stop watching that video.
Are you calling the sports show to talk about Black Panther?
It took place during a sporting event. So I'm taking over for 5 minutes. William saw it. He saw that trailer.
Yes, I did see that
trailer. The trailer all day yesterday.
Yeah, but I didn't talk to William about it.
Yes, I did see that trailer.
Go lay down somewhere, man. This
man, look, I'm taking over. You gotta give me another 4 minutes before I go into the sunken place.
There you go.
Where you ruling?
Look, just because you didn't see the trailer. Did you see the trailer, Tony C? I guess not. See, that's his problem. He ain't keeping up with the Joneses.
Did you see the trailer, Tony C?
Of course I seen the trailer, but I ain't gonna call nobody disrespectful. I'm not disrespectful like
this. This is a 3-minute extension of my show from yesterday. So. All right, so I wanted to know what William thought of the trailer.
I thought it was a good trailer, man. I thought it was good. Good things to
who,
come.
Who in their right mind would look at that trailer and be like, you know what, it sucked. Man, come on, dude.
It was a good trailer, man. It was a good trailer. And
you know, I was sold in the first minute when they show two white guys in a room talking. I'm like, this is the movie for me. And I was like, I'm in. Don't need to show me nothing else.
I saw your post. So, go ahead, man.
So since you want to get into it, I'm gonna give it 2 more minutes. I got a quick. So it's the lead in the Avengers. So pretty much Thanos gonna probably appear. Or
no, he's not. He's at not the end of that. No, maybe a stinger, but
that's what I'm saying.
We don't know. Okay. Don't know. He might be in a stinger. He might not. I mean. You know, this is
so you just think
this is a standalone origin story, you know, because even though it's
going to be in Avengers too,
right? But I'm saying the thing is, even though his father died last year in Civil War, he don't automatically become king. He got to go through you know, ritual and stuff.
Okay, get that. But my question was, you know, involving this is the last move before Infinity War.
Right.
So, that's why I was asking, you think they're going to give people something, you know, even though it's all taking place in Wakanda or whatever, that place called?
You might get a stinger, but he like, none of his minions are going to show up in the movie. Right.
Oh, no. I'm just meaning they'll probably mention it. And now that I think about it, you're probably right. I think Ragnarok is going to be give us a little more than what...
More of a setup?
Yeah. Yeah, now mm-hmm. that you mentioned it. Because they're basically in space, so it'll make sense. Yeah, you're right. And Strange and all that. Strange was last seen before, right? Looking for Loki.
Yeah, I think he makes a brief appearance in the movie. But
Oh, he's going to be in Ragnarok?
Yeah, because remember, Thor went to him for help, so I'm assuming he's gonna be there in like a little bit in the beginning and say, all right, I got you. All right, I'm out. Let me go deal with Mordo or something. But anyway, fellas. No, I'm sorry, go ahead. What's your question?
Before you leave, what's the deal with that rivalry there? Why did he go to Ragnarok? Why did Hulk go to Ragnarok?
No, Hulk. We don't know how Hulk got in outer space. We're going to find that out.
Oh, okay. I thought
at the end of Avengers, he flew off. But we don't know how he got shot out into space. You know, he could have ran into the wrong person or...
Right.
You know, anything could have happened. We don't know. We will find out.
Okay. That's real.
It's all good.
Right. Are you doing the Spider-Man... Are you going to do like a Spider-Man show that weekend or what?
Yeah, or I think so.
If you do a Spider-Man, let me know because I want to be there.
All right, well, I'll look forward to downloading your show.
Thanks, sir.
Hear what you have to say about
you sucked me into it. You just a master manipulator. You just like one of them. Use the Mind Stone.
I don't understand what you mean manipulated. I mean, I just
sucked me into the conversation.
Well, you know, I'm proud to be black now that the Black Panther coming out. You know, I'm getting my African.
You worse. He had the ring on in the movie.
Yep,
he's already pan.
Yep.
No, it's more to it. But I'm getting my African outfits. I'm breaking out the '90s medallion.
You gonna get your hair like Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah. You know, but you know, I might get one of those King Joffrey lion coats. and
King Joffrey.
I'm just letting everybody know. the weekend you go to the movies, we're handing out free black cards. Everybody wants to become black. So.
You're too racist.
You can get your black card back, Tony C. Just letting you know now.
Yeah. You and the Infinity Gauntlet, go on, sit down. Sucked in New York with the Mind Stone. You taking my soul. Get out of here.
Fellas, all right, peace out.
Man. Take care, man.
Go get ready. You're a LeBron James supporter. Go get ready to wipe up his tears.
It's possible that this could go 7, but I don't think if let me finish. Even if it goes 7, I don't think Cleveland gonna win that 7th game.
you can tell you ain't watching the game. It's possible it's going to go by the next 7 minutes because they down by 10 now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I haven't been watching. I just got in the house.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I forgot
seven that. 7 minutes.
Yes.
All right, well, yeah, it's over. If it's how much they down by?
They down by 10, I think.
And how many minutes left?
Say like seven.
7:24, I think.
That's plenty of time to come back, but it's doubtful. Yeah, I get it. All right, well.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
All right, later.
Have a good one, man.
Oh. Hey,
everyone, that is Surfer from the Where You Read and Comedy Show, which you can hear right here on Rant In Radio every Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m.
Surfer
Eastern.
Knows. The only person on this network that bears the Infinity Gauntlet.
He pulls it out of the drop of a hat too. So,
Let me come on here real quick.
It's real quick. Let me know what you think about the trailer, Will. What you think about the trailer? 6:12 it looks like.
Where Doom at? Doom. I thought Doom would have his
He hit me up on Skype saying he'll call in after the game. So.
You know, you guys, I think it was last week y'all hit me up late night, man. Y'all know I got issues.
We were just celebrating
late night.
We were just celebrating game three. Oh, another score.
I pop a pill.
Another score.
And pop the pill. It's low.
There you go. Man, look, this game here, man.
I know it's going to be hard to do a show with the game.
the thing, it is, because I'm going back and forth. But it's all good. We'll get through it.
But listen, real talk, man. We should just do our show. You know, watch the game, you know, as it's transpiring. Do a little post-show afterwards. But, and then we can get out of here. Cause you know, get into the subject, and then next thing you know, something happened in the game. You get what I'm saying? You get to talking about another sport, and then somebody hit a shot or something like that, or at least let it get down to the to the near ending of it. Right now, it's still kind of teetering. Well, they up, they go to state up 10 now, right?
I'm in the chat room right now. Captain Underpants is here. That's Captain Underpants. He's here. Ray should change his name to Uncle Tom. Okay. Okay. Really? Yeah, tell us how you feel.
Yeah. This is a tough. See, you know, Adam Silver going to have to do better scheduling with these games next year, man. You got a game on a Friday and a Monday.
Yeah. You got to do
better. Everybody know. Go ahead.
You got to do better because the piggyback off what you are about to say, if I read you correctly, that Friday is a bad night for basketball. It's bad for sports in general.
It's hard because that's normally like a lot of people. You know, the weekend, you know, when you're married, that's date nights.
Yes.
Like Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
But Sunday, you know, Sunday night. And that Sunday, Thursday, Sunday window is all that worked perfect.
Oh yeah.
It's like they did it for if Cleveland would have just haven't won tonight, then they wouldn't play again until Thursday. Mm-hmm. So now it's back. This week will be on Thursday, Sunday.
Yep.
So it's like, nah, man, it's. I mean, they say it did a good number on Friday, you know, in the weather. But if your significant other ain't into sports like that, you trying to hear nothing about
you ain't staying lying. In. You know. Be like the Miz and Maurice. Yeah. Remember, Maurice walks in there with some lingerie on. What's more important, to me or the game?
Exactly. The point exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to make a choice, basically.
Really? You guys can... Get your thoughts in about the finals. rantemradio.com, 706-993-4606 is that number.
The official post game show.
Really?
Official, you know what I'm saying?
Official post game.
I mean, because really, what happened real tough these people, you know, in the last 7 days, what?
Really?
Jeremy Maclin got released.
Jeremy Maclin got released. He got signed today by the Ravens.
By the Ravens.
The odds, the Vegas odds came out for this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, the odds came out.
And Dallas and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Are the favorites
for that. And I get it. I really do get it. Because other than maybe Green Bay. Who else? Green Bay and Atlanta. I'm not trusting Seattle because of their issues. But other Green Bay and Atlanta, who else could really be a threat to Dallas?
Well, the Giants always going to be tough.
Yeah. They're not always,
the winner of the NFCs always have a shot, man.
Yeah.
And Green Bay. That Aaron Rodgers train is going to run out of gas sometime, man.
At some point, you think it would. They got Martellus Bennett. But you know what? I don't buy that signing as some people, as some of my colleagues do. Because if you go back and look up Martellus Bennett, even in the world of fantasy, he only had, what, 3-4 touchdowns last year? So, I ain't buying.
Well, the thing about Green Bay, they try to mimic, you know, New England with the, you know, multiple tight end sets, you know what I'm saying, system. So, I don't know, man.
I just don't buy it.
I know we got to play them this year, so.
Yeah. And trust, believe, when the fantasy season start, Bennett will not be on my team. He'll be on none of my teams.
Kevin Durant trying to take him home, bring him on home like the pastor, huh?
Yeah, he is.
You know how he passed in church, be like, I'm going to bring you home.
Yep.
I'm going to bring it all home.
Oh, that's what he's trying to do for sure. 116, 106.
If you bring it all home, you're going to get the MVP.
Oh, yeah. 116, 106. And I'll say this. It doesn't. This, if they do end up losing.
Three shots.
Yep. If they do end up losing this game, I don't think it hurts LeBron's legacy, but I damn well sure know you can take him being the GOAT off the table.
Oh, of course. And you can't pass Kobe.
Nope.
Now you can't pass Kobe.
Nope. Sure can't.
Can't pass. Because this will be your fifth loss.
Your fifth loss in the finals.
This will be your fifth loss in the finals, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yeah. So, you know. And everybody keeps saying, well, Jordan didn't play no team like this. Jordan didn't lose 5 finals either.
And because, you know what they say? You can only play who in front of you.
Right. Exactly. Damn it. Kevin Durant.
Right down the boulevard.
Yep.
Bring it home, pastor.
Bring it home, man. Bring it home.
Like a pastor.
Pastor Sadell know what we talking about.
Bring it home.
Pastor Sadell know what we talking about.
The pastor stand up to you. I'm almost done.
Shout out to you, Pastor Sadell.
Into the black church. Pastor T, I'm almost done. I'm about to close. You tell me we about to close.
Go on, close it.
Kevin Durant telling me about to close. Pastor Dale, if you're listening, he about to close.
Shout out to Pastor Dale.
He's been hopped on the organ and bringing them home. Leezy, I know you out there listening.
And I think.
I don't want to hear nothing about no LeBron James for at least 365 days.
And I'll tell you something else about this game that kind of shot me over people who showed up and people who didn't. Kevin Love hadn't done a damn thing tonight. I think he's got like 4 points in this game.
Well, they were just praising him, 48 hours ago?
Mm-hmm.
72 hours ago.
72 hours ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Oh, and I'm going to love listening to Cleveland radio tonight. They're going to want to get rid of Kevin Love. Who doesn't show up?
Kevin Love ain't show up.
I told him. Man, I was telling my homeboy this weekend, man, all on bums. Mm. Outside of LeBron and Kyrie, y'all got a bunch of bums.
Yeah. Yeah.
You went to a gunfight with a water pistol. That ain't gonna never work.
And make it so bad, you know, if Cleveland does end up losing, they just scored. If they do end up losing, LeBron picked these bums.
Yeah. And I can't have no sympathy for you. You pick your teammate.
Mm-hmm.
That's like some. I was telling them when somebody go to the YMCA and you go pick your squad and you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Can't nobody have no sympathy for you. You picked your squad.
Let me tell you, Steph Curry just scored again.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
You can't outgo. See, that last game had him, got him a false sense of security.
Yep.
You can't out Golden State. Look at that. They didn't quit. Now, game over. Quit. They didn't throw. That's a weird white flag right there. They didn't run wide open. Yeah, it's a wrap now.
Did he just steal that pass?
On the ball away. Yeah, it's a wrap now. They didn't quit. Tapped up. They tapped up.
Oh.
They tapping out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get him off me. And put a Paul Heyman. Get him off me.
Get this thing done, man. Get this thing over and done.
It's over, man. It's over now.
122 to 108. We got 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. I took some heat for it from a lot of people. When I said on Facebook, I think Kevin Durant has passed LeBron James. I'm not going to mention names, but I caught some heat from some people about that. But I just feel that, and maybe I shouldn't feel that way, because KD is a different player. KD is more of a sniper than LeBron would ever be. So maybe I'm wrong.
He's a better shooter, and if Cleveland was on that team, they wouldn't have won 11. I mean, if he was on Cleveland, they wouldn't have won the last 3 minutes without scoring. Right. See, LeBron, if he ain't driving to the hole, he ain't. That's what I was telling my homeboy today, because he's a LeBron activist. I'm like, yo, KD is a shooter, man. LeBron can't shoot. Now, if he come back next year and his jumper, if he's shooting 50% from the field and it's on jumpers, a good percent of his jumper, then he'll be unstoppable. But until he get a consistent jumper like KD, right now, I'll take KD.
I want to know, because I've been watching my Twitter feed. Where is Shannon Sharp? Where's Nick Wright?
I'm putting this in the atmosphere right now. If you put LeBron, you put KD on some of them Cleveland team, I mean that Cleveland team a couple years ago, or maybe even that Miami team that LeBron had, they might have won. They might have beat Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the dude cannot shoot. And that's one of the biggest weaknesses in this game.
And then that whole team just got destroyed by little J.J. Barea.
That's why when people be like, you know, the older teams would have beat like a good defensive team. Mm. That's why you couldn't get by the Pistons or the Celtics.
Right.
Until the end.
Yeah. Man.
But I don't know.
But it's pretty much, I'll get the information on the website. The MLB draft was tonight. I forgot about that. MLB draft was tonight. Last night, let me see if I can find it very, very quickly. Pittsburgh Penguins ends up winning the Stanley Cup last night.
Back to back.
Back to back. Mm-hmm.
And where I'm glad you just brought that up. I don't want to hear nobody saying, Cleveland wasn't expected to win. No. Well, you got LeBron. We always got a chance. We always got a chance. So, yeah, you had a chance, all right. You got smoked like a pack of cool.
But Pittsburgh Penguins won last night. Back-to-back championships. Got a new team coming.
That's his mama. That's Kevin Durant's mama.
Yep.
That's his mama. This is his first championship.
Yep. Oh!
Bang!
Bang! Good Lord. And, you know, I was the biggest supporter of Kevin Durant moving over to Golden State. But, hey.
Why not?
He did what he
had. Why you was mad?
I was upset because of the balance of power. But in fairness, the balance of power is going to be like that anyway because Golden State is still a solid team even without him.
But what people have to understand is him moving to Golden State is like Randy Moss when he went to the Patriots.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because Randy Moss was always the bomb receiver, but when that's all you got, really, you can triple cover Randy Moss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I get put me on the field with other players, nah, that freed me up to do my thing.
Right.
The more talent you have around you, the more you can showcase your talent, your number called. That's what people don't feel to realize. Because when he was in OKC, yeah, he beat his man. Then what? You got Cephalosha man in the lane.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Or Roberson man in the lane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All them bodies committed to stopping him and Westbrook.
Speaking of, I'm glad you brought up those old OKC teams that Durant would. Oh, alley-oop. That KD was a part of. You can make an argument they were the Golden State Warriors of that time period.
Well, the management team, whoever, see, is that Presti that on? Yeah, Presti is the GM.
Mm-hmm.
He bet on Serge Ibaka, and see, that's what I think kind of made KD mad too. I don't think nobody ever asked him, but he bet on Serge Ibaka, and then he ended up trading Serge Ibaka anyway.
Yep.
So what was the point of not keeping James Harden?
I think it was like a million or two he didn't want to pay Harden. So he ended up letting Harden, you know, do whatever over to the Rockets. But, man, I want to let go of Harden. No, sir. Are the Cavs missing layups?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen.
We're under 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes now.
Bang! I want to hear Mike Breen say bang.
Oh, you got to tell me.
Dribbled it out of bounds.
Yep.
He dribbled off his foot.
You got to tell me, Tony. See, how do you find Cleveland Radio? What's some of these great Cleveland stations we can
Oh, use? Man. You have to go to. You got TuneIn, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just go in the browser. When you go to TuneIn, go to Cleveland Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, just type in Cleveland Sports Radio. It's 92.3.
Okay.
In Cleveland. 92.3 in Cleveland. Man, it's a few I listen to. For Golden State, on the West Coast, I listen to 710 in ESPN in L.A., you know, cause for the Lake Show, KNBR on iHeart.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's how I find everything, man. WEEI on TuneIn. That's New England.
Okay.
You a Seahawks fan, right?
Yep. Well, I'm a Saints fan. My fault. Saints fan.
Saints fan. Ooh, that'll do you. Dagger.
That's it. That's
Dagger.
It.
Dagger.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it right there. I know the Saints, we got WWL. That's the main one.
They have ESPN affiliate up there, too.
Okay.
They're the fine.
Let's see. Yeah, this game is... Oh, ooh. You know, the one thing that Cleveland has to ask themselves, where was this J.R. Smith?
They committed to J.R. Smith.
Yes, sir. This game is over. Ah, look at this.
Oh, now you want to hug him.
I'm telling
you. Now they can commence to try to get rid of Kevin Love. Now, they won the game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't even say nothing about Kevin Love trading. Now, but once they finna look, now they lost. Now watch tonight. They're going to be talking about, we need to get rid of Kevin Love. You were saying that? Friday night? I win. Nobody. Because you remember after they lost, the third game, it was, okay, we got to try to get Paul George. And then once they won, it was, we got to fight. We can win three in a row. We can win. We was down 3-1 last year.
Yeah.
There was no Kevin Durant. and look at his mama out there. His mama out there like she it's the 80s and they've been all well they did recruit him, so
yeah.
They told him they got him to come, so
and let's remind everybody very, very quickly, that Golden State, they drafted the majority of that team. Let's not forget that. And, you know, you got some free agent signings here and there. But for the most part, they drafted that team. Let me head over to line number two one more time.
Doom. 41 points. The most ineffective 41 points I've ever seen.
Heck yeah. Yep. What's up, Doom?
Hey, what is going on, man? I'd have to pop a beer right now. Oh.
540. How you get 41 and you lose though?
Cause it's the, like again the refs weren't working with them. I had to pull out my voodoo doll and stuff, and make sure they win.
You didn't have to put. It wasn't no voodoo.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about that game five. You know, I mean game four. You know, they must have sold their soul to the devil to hit all them 3-pointers.
No, that Earl Hebner helped them in the first quarter, calling on them. 20 Nick, trips to the free throw line. Come on.
And Nick, don't forget about Nick Patrick. You know,
yeah, he was Earl Hebner, Nick Patrick, and Scott Armstrong.
Yep.
let's look at this. Let's break down a few things for the
Kyrie choke.
Let's look at a few things for the Cavaliers. LeBron James had 41, as you alluded to, Tony C. Tristan Thompson finally woke up. 15 points. He had this game and last game. He's played, you know, pretty good ball. Kyrie Irving had 26. J.R. Smith had 25. You could make a case it's too little, too late.
They didn't have that 22 free throws like they had in the last game. That was the damn
in the first quarter. Not for the game. That set tone for the whole game. People don't realize that. They had a parade to the free throw line that first quarter, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And let's look at.
And when you keep them on the free throw line, you see what happened.
And let's look at another factor, too, that ain't nobody really talked about yet. That Cavalier bench only gave you 7 points.
Richard Jefferson said it.
Because they bombed.
Yep. Shumpert's a bomb.
They're a bomb.
You got
I'm probably going to try to bring Dwayne Wade in there and try to come off the bench. So Richard Jefferson spot, and then he'll be an old bum.
Richard Jefferson gone, man. He got like a damn podcast sports show. He's retiring this year, dog. He ain't going to be there next year.
For Golden State?
He had the nerve to come out and say all the pressure was on them because they – Golden State because they came back 3-1 last year.
Well, he going home, so.
you a coattail rider.
Oh, yeah. They ain't a dirty player.
Back in the day, somebody like Randy, Cliff Livingston talking trash on the Bulls or something.
The bench for the Warriors, Iguodala came out big. 38 minutes gave you 20 points plus 18. David West came off the bench. He only had 4 points, but it was a plus 15.
He's going to beat damn Tristan Thompson ass. You know.
Oh man, Draymond Green, he had 10 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. He did his thing.
Hold on, wait a minute. Kevin Durant 39?
No, I said Draymond Green.
And LeBron? No.
I swear Durant had 40.
No, he had 39. Yeah, Kevin Durant LeBron had 41. They can't. Yeah. That's what the difference is.
Yeah.
See, when you got somebody cancel LeBron out,
yeah.
Dang.
Like I
and
said,
nobody in the East got that.
No, Harrison Barnes, because he would have been throwing bricks.
I thought Draymond Green had switched bodies with him in that first quarter, though.
Yeah.
He was shooting like Harrison Barnes.
But he was at least getting some rebounds.
Congratulations.
I'm talking about shooting-wise.
Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors finishing up their season.
Hold up. And I wish I could go on damn FS1 tomorrow, because I would have hit my Booker T. Spinneroonie. Final loss ass. LeBron James.
Not only that, if LeBron give up, score 40, you give up 39. Between him and Richard Jefferson, they give up 39 points.
Yep. And damn, and your boy Kyrie having back problems. But like I said, it was just only a matter of time.
Don't hit on nobody back problem, bro.
I got a herniated disc in my back too.
Me too. So you know what I'm going through.
Yes, sir. But my problem was they tried to play too much ISO hero ball at the end of the game, and everybody else got cold.
Well, you know that's what we talked about it before. That's what Kyrie is. He's a ISO. He's an ISO player. And when that doesn't work,
They thought they can out Golden State. You can't do that because you did it for one game.
Well, they would have lost that game in Cleveland if it wasn't for the damn refs. Because they put 49 in that thing, and the rest of that thing was 30. It was like a 2 or 3 point differential.
Steph Curry is going to be the Scottie Pippen of this era.
I thought the quarter that
he
really
put up some big numbers.
I thought the quarter,
he ain't gonna be the MVP. Nah, he ain't gonna never be the MVP. Nah,
never.
Out of the finals.
As long as I'm winning rings.
I thought
that's what I said. Yeah, he gonna be the Kobe. He gonna be the Scottie Pippen.
Yep. The Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol.
He can say Paul Gasol. He be like Steve Kerr, man. He about to.
Steve Kerr back probably killing. He didn't want to lose his job to Mike Brown. I would have caught up and took all the drugs. Look, you ain't even excited. He probably high as a kite right now. All them drugs, you know.
Him and J.R. Smith. Y'all know J.R. sparking one up right now.
He on weed. I'm talking about Steve Kerr on pain pills.
Yeah. I thought the most important quarter was the second. Because when you go to the second, second quarter, they outscored the Cavs 38-23. And from that point forward, they sort of kind of put
game
on the pedal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The first two games, it was third quarter. And then game three, it was the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Man, LeBron looked tired, man. All they was doing was sitting there, they just flat on defense. Let me just pass it again. Because he didn't even have the energy to get up. You know what I'm saying? Block shot.
I'm trying to understand how people gonna come on and say LeBron had 41. Yeah, he had 41, but talk about 39 Durant had.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Between him and Richard Jefferson.
Yep.
That's the difference.
You gotta talk about
Clay didn't do too much.
Nah, Clay didn't really do a whole lot.
Kyrie didn't do too much.
He hit some three.
But he didn't do. He didn't. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like them first two games.
Yeah.
They did enough. We don't have to hear no Cleveland fans. Man, I was so upset over this weekend of that non call on Kyrie Irving with that backcourt. I was distraught. I lost all hope in life.
They had to let him win one game, bro.
Yeah.
Man, they had to let him. Don't fret over that.
Yeah.
LeBron ain't been swept. He done lost in five. Yep. He done lost in six.
Yep.
He the only Mount Rushmore player to lose in every lose a series every way possible. Only one left is for him to lose in seven.
Yep.
Yeah.
He lost a series of finals in seven. He lost. He got lost his four. Six. Got swept. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He lost five twice. Mm-hmm. And then lost a six. So the whole thing left. He's only gonna pull a finals kibosh.
Hey, no, the whole thing. You can see these two teams next year.
That's okay. Now, next year, I hope it goes seven.
I don't see it because my thing is Cleveland has a real big cap issue. That's first of all.
Ain't nobody beating them in the East, dog.
No.
Well, unless Chicago
bringing their team back healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, if Boston get Gordon Haywood, that'd be I see that be kind of a game changer.
But you see what beat Cleveland? Shooting and lean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got shooting and lean.
And you got to understand. Tristan Thompson get bored.
Because you got to understand, Steph Curry is legit 6'3 with long arms.
Klay Thompson. Average 13 rebounds.
Klay Thompson is legit 6'5, 6'6 with long arms. Same thing, Kevin Durant, 7 foot. Able to shoot from 30 with long arms.
Did JaVale McGee play tonight? They ain't put him out.
No, he
ain't come out there and get in the way.
He ain't come out there. Mm-mm.
Well, nah, they were talking about, you know, he wasn't good defending the pick and roll.
Yeah.
Well, not on that, he's good at getting in the way.
But you know what, though?
You're good 10, 6, 7 points dunking.
But you know what, though?
Yeah, but he going to make Steph Curry dribble the ball off his leg because he won't get the hell out of the way.
But you know what, though? He's an NBA champion.
Yep.
At the end of the day, he's
an
NBA champion.
Tell Shaq. Guys, so never have.
Yeah. They can't say shit now.
Nope.
And where's Barkley at?
And on Shaq.
What's Barkley at talking about a jump shooting team would never win an NBA champion? He need to go on his hands and knees.
Really, man, that's the hill y'all from down, Andrew Bogut. And he ain't gonna go to state down that hill last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as he,
God.
And I don't wish bad on anybody, but as soon as he got to Cleveland, he got hurt.
Oh, first play.
Yep.
He got hurt last year for Golden State. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Coming
for your ass.
But again, they're talking about trying to trade Kevin Love. He done disappeared.
Well, me and Tony C talked about that earlier, and I brought it up once before. I wouldn't be shocked to see Love traded for Paul George because I think Indiana.
Man, I don't see Paul George going. Man, Paul George is going to damn L.A. If I'm gonna lose, I'm gonna leave. I see Paul George. He ain't going to damn Cleveland, man. He's going to L.A.
Let me ask you a question though. Wouldn't you rather go to Cleveland and know you're going to be in the finals, then go to L.A. and know
to get
you,
back to contract?
And know you ain't going. And know you ain't going. It all depends. Do you put money over winning at that point?
$200 million, man.
That's true.
That's long money.
Yeah.
But I don't see people trying to just join up with LeBron to keep padding his teams up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't know what other move you can make for Kevin Love. I mean,
this one. But as soon as you get rid of him, is Paul George gonna sit down and bang in the post like Kevin Love? See, hold on.
Give me a second, Duma, because I was looking at. I just saw. I'm looking at my phone. My friend texted me and told me LeBron then already passed Kobe. I know you listening, sir. You smoking dope and dog food.
LeBron passed Kobe?
In what way? Or more finals losses? That'd be about the only way. Because he's a five-time NBA finals loser.
He's smoking dope. And how can you pass Kobe and you only got three titles?
And five losses.
And you want to say, okay, Kobe won three with Shaq. You won your two with D Wade and Bosh.
Yep.
And he learned,
he won his third one with the refs.
it, And how many Kobe win without Shaq? Two. Yeah,
two.
Got two. Okay. Five.
It could have been.
And has Kobe ever been swept in the finals?
Nope.
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 Or lost in five.
Yeah, he lost in five. Detroit beat us in five. Okay. But I'm talking about being swept.
Yeah.
We're going to win a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with the lost sat down, who got MVP?
KD got MVP.
Oh, you already gave it.
Yeah, KD going to be the MVP.
Can't say how he's not.
He deserves it. He bought a home in there all four games.
Yep.
All five. He scored 30.
I'm talking about the four that they won. Yeah. He bought them. He pretty much put them over the top.
Yeah.
They ain't got no answer.
Kerr got.
How you gonna talk? How you gonna speak to Steve Kerr? How you gonna speak to Steve Kerr knowing he high?
Hey man, that good, them good drugs he on, boy.
Oh, hell,
when you have money like Steve Kerr and Tiger Woods, you could go up on the back surgery four, five, six times. Because when you get up out of there, they're going to give you some of that good stuff. And you get me.
How many titles has Kerr got?
He got like...
He got three with the Bulls. Seven. Then he got two with... Then he got three.
He got three with the Bulls. He got three to two. What, he got three and how many with Spurs?
Two.
No, he got two with the Spurs, three with the Bulls, and now two with the Warriors. He got seven.
You think he got to go in the Hall of Fame as a coach?
Gonna just go in, period.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if his name was Steve Jones, and he was not, that nigga wouldn't be standing up there. He'd be in the bed somewhere.
They wouldn't even write on that prescription.
No, they'll write to the prescription. You gotta have the money to pay for it.
So let me
have four or five back surgeries and go get on all them drugs, man. Please.
So let me ask you this. I want to be the first show to do it. This team regular season
out of all time, great.
This team regular season wise finished 67-15 regular season wise. But they will lose one game in the finals. Where do you put them? If they're not the greatest of all time, where do you put them?
Probably in the top 10.
Yeah, they won the top 10.
Top 5. Creeping the top 5 because, I mean, they didn't lose for 60 days. You can't take that away.
Huh? They ain't the Bulls. They ain't the Lakers back in the day.
I put them over the Pistons because the Pistons play bully ball. If they didn't knock out
which
Jordan,
Pistons? The one that won two titles? Or
the one that won two titles.
Oh, you're talking about with Isaiah Lambert?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they didn't knock out then Scottie Pippen, they might not. You know. They literally had a steel chair came out and a low chop block. You know, that
Kevin Durant, show you. If you in a bad relationship, you go get you a new something and you come out on the other side.
Let me ask you guys.
He's in a bad relationship with Russell Westbrook. I had to go get me a new woman.
Oh, yeah.
Two new bitches, you know, there.
Let me ask you guys this. Where do you put
new work sometime now.
Where do you put... So you put this team above the Spurs?
Hell yeah.
With Spurs.
I mean,
the 03 ones?
03 Spurs.
05.
03.
That whole little dynasty though.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s. I don't know about that one.
That's hard.
They had Dirty Bruce Bowen on it.
Yeah, that's hard. Mm-hmm.
They got damn Zaza Pachulia shit. We got
damn Tim Duncan. No.
That's hard, man.
I don't know about that one.
That's hard, man.
But you would have put KD on Tim Duncan.
No, Tim Duncan, KD couldn't handle Tim Duncan down there like that. You put Bruce Bowen. Now, when they go to their depth lineup, you just put Tim Duncan at center. And what, Dave Robinson? I mean, you can leave Dave Robinson out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steven Jackson.
Yep,
don't worry about it. You know, Draymond Green going to drop kick somebody in the nuts. Yeah. Because, you know, LeBron. Yeah. LeBron took that move. And
but that's hard. I don't know if I could put him over the 03 Spurs. I don't know if I could.
That 03 Spurs team beat Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, I don't know if I can put him over that 03 Spurs, man.
Woo! I mean, LeBron good, but he's no Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah. I don't know if I could.
But, you know, when LeBron be playing, it's, what, 8-on-5?
And not only that, the Spurs, they beat LeBron, too.
Oh, yeah, they ran their ass up out of the gym that one year. When Ray Allen hit them 2 threes.
Mm-hmm. Then next year, get the ass.
Man, they went fishing real quick.
They sent LeBron back to Miami.
Yep.
No, he didn't. They sent him back to Cleveland. Because after that, he got the hell out of
town. Boston wasn't sending him to Miami.
I thought it was the Spurs.
No,
Boston sent him back to Miami. Mm-hmm. And then San Antonio. Then San Antonio sent him back to Cleveland.
He went home. Yep. Tail tucked.
Yep. And you can make the same thing about this series with LeBron. Beat Golden State that last year, and then look at Golden State now. Send his ass home.
Big payback.
Payback is a mug. Telling
big you. Payback.
Yeah, big payback, man. Ah.
I got to get ready to shut it down because I got a dollar's appointment tomorrow, fellas.
Don't throw your back out hitting the back flip. You know?
and a brother got to go to work tomorrow. But again, 129-120, Golden State is your winner. Congratulations. They are your new NBA world champions. Yes.
And only thing I got to know is we got APBs out for Shannon Sharp, Nick Wright, goddamn Max Kellerman. Chauncey Billups, who else? Yeah. Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose said it was done.
Yeah.
It was cooked. Yeah. All the ones that say if you got LeBron, you got a chance.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Shannon Sharp.
Oh, who else? Mike Golick. Oh, Chris Carter. Don't forget about him.
Yeah.
Might let y'all have it.
All right, guys. All right, Tony. See, we're about to close up shop, man. Thanks for calling in, as always.
No problem.
All right, man. Dude, man, anything else you want to add before we get out of here for the night?
Did you? I'll save it to next week. About that boxer that's in that coma or something.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Did you hear about the Super Bowl odds for?
Hello.
Did you hear about the Super Bowl odds this year? Doom?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on with my headset. But, yeah, I'll talk about that boxer that got into a coma or something next week.
Did you hear about the Super Bowl odds for this year? This coming
damn Super Bowl? Dallas and damn New England, man.
It's going to be Tony C and Surfer all against each other if things go their way.
It will be a travesty on the face of the earth because I might have to root for the Cowboys, and that just
there's only to me and Tony C talked about earlier, there's only three teams they really have to worry about, in my opinion. I don't count Seattle because all that malcontent and disharmony Seattle got going on. I think you gotta worry about the Giants. I think you gotta worry about Green Bay.
I'm not gonna tell you not the Giants. I'm telling you right now, you put this on record, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to cost the Giants this year just for what he's doing. Wow. No, I'm telling you. Yeah, I got a feeling, man. All the he don't want to play and all this OTA stuff, he's going to cause distractions. My words, Odell's going to melt down towards the end of the season.
And the only other two teams I can think of that can even give him trouble, Green Bay and Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm not putting Seattle in that spot because, like I said, they have a lot of discord and no harmony there at all with Russell Wilson whatsoever. So I don't know how you can put them in that championship pantheon. So,
well, it's still too early to tell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could get where everything worked out back together before the start of the season. So you're right. All right, guys, you can hear all the great shows here on Rant In Radio. We got our lineup again tomorrow night, starting with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant, Tony C and Double A. Those two shows will break down everything in the week of wrestling. Guys really need to stay tuned. I normally don't talk wrestling on this show, but, you know, a little teaser there. I know those guys are going to talk about JoJo and Bray Wyatt, so definitely tune in for that. After that, Thursdays at 9 will be Rant and Wrestling. You'll get a new episode there. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be back this week. Brother from another mother, Fear Ray. Hopefully Choppy will be there. And then you heard him earlier, the host of the What Are You Reading comic book show, Surfer. He'll be on this Sunday at 5 p.m. going over comic books, movies, everything in the world of media. All right, dude, man, anything else you got before we roll out for the night, my friend?
Nah, man, I just had to do this run-in.
Ah, man, Cleveland fans, you had a great season, but in the end, the
world... Go to hell.
But at the end of the day, go to the state was
destined. Go straight to hell.
Thank you guys for listening here on Rant Air Radio. We'll be back same time, same station next week, 11:15 p.m. right after Raw, right here on Rant EM Radio. Everyone, please take care. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the show tonight. We do appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Episode 10 of the Sports Report Podcast is now done. Please join us again next week, same time, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, every Monday, right here on Rant AM Radio. Take care.